listening to the Big Blue Podcast. I'm Greg Stone, Associate VP for Academic and Campus Operations. And with me, as always, is our president, Dr. Lee Goodson. Dr. Goodson, how are you today?
Fabulous. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing really well. Great. Partly, I'm excited because our guest is my former English colleague. I mean, we're still colleagues.
That's right.
I shouldn't say it that way. My former fellow faculty colleague, Dr. Eureka Williams, Associate Professor of English. Eureka, it's great to have you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So, of all the things we could talk about, and you and I were hired full-time faculty together at the same time, we started as adjuncts at the same time, but we want to talk today about your work with students and Tulsa Town Hall. For those who aren't familiar with it, could you describe what Tulsa Town Hall is? How does it work, and who are some of the notable folks who have been through town to give these lectures over the years?
Sure, I appreciate the opportunity. The Tulsa Town Hall started in 1935 with Tulsa's philanthropic community. It's a speaker series that is supposed to open minds and stir curiosities. It has a group of subscribers who pay a fee to attend, and it also has what we call student supporters, if you will, who are allowed to come. It used to be for $5, but now they've allowed us to come for free. So it's just an opportunity to engage and hear speakers from all over the United States. Some of the speakers have been Mia Farrow, Henry Winkler, Marley Matlin, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Richard Dreyfuss. Just a number of people who've come to Tulsa to speak to the community.
How'd you learn about it?
Well, years ago, when Greg and I both taught in the RISE cohort, part of that responsibility was making sure that students also had extracurricular activities. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I happened to look in Tulsa People, and I was just kind of combing through, and I saw the Tulsa Town Hall in there. Well, I knew that our students couldn't afford the $75 fee, so I called Kathy Collins, who was then and is still the executive director, and asked her, well, if, you know, could we pay half? And then I was just going to find a way to come up with the rest to support students in that. And she was like, no, you don't have to pay half. You can pay $5. And so
That for the season?
Anytime we go.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Now it's free per speaker. Yeah.
Okay.
But now it's free per speaker. Every speaker is free for us. And so that's how it got started. And then with the success with the RISE students, I started opening it up to all of my students.
It's great because so many people talk about in education how ineffective the lecture is. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm one of those people, others have said, it's not that lectures are a problem, it's that bad lectures are a problem.
Right.
And this is a great way to have world famous entertainers, scientists, medical experts give these really profound lectures that our students get access to that otherwise they probably wouldn't. So it's so fantastic that you've been so consistent with doing that over the years for students. Recently, your students not only attended but also then moderated, and I know in years past you've also had students involved in programs as part of Town Hall, but they were able to moderate a discussion with Roseanne Cash, Grammy winning, any kind of music award nominated winning, daughter of Johnny Cash, at Tulsa Town Hall. How did that come about? Because this is certainly more than just taking students down to sit through the lecture. This is being actively involved in that entire presentation.
Well, as you indicated, this isn't the first time that our students have served as moderators for the town hall. They've always contacted us. We've never asked them to do it. But it's because of the questions that our students ask, the engagement, the consistency, and right before she came, Ms. Cash came, they emailed me and asked me if that would be something that we'd be interested in. And I admitted that, I didn't know because we had had the virtual days with students. However, when I presented it to the class, I mean, they were all excited. I'll admit that most of them didn't know who she was exactly, but they did know who her father was. So that opportunity to participate in that way was just really exciting for them. So that's how it came about.
And then afterwards, what were their reactions after being able to moderate that forum with Ms. Cash?
Oh, my goodness. They were elated. They were humbled that they were selected. I would say more than half of my students have never been to the PAC. So the idea to just be able to be in that space for free and to engage and to be around Tulsa's who's who is also a big step for them. And to be kind of the center of attention for a little bit, I mean, it did, you know, just, you know, mountains for them. So that is part of the experience as well. So that's all part of it.
Did they do the moderating also for Henry Louis
Gates?
They did.
Yeah,
yeah, they did. I remember I had the opportunity to to go to that one. I mean, and see them moderating.
Oh, yeah.
You do a great job getting them ready
for
that.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to ask a follow-up too. Like, what is that classroom preparation like? Like, what kind of research are they doing? And how do they get ready for that opportunity? How did you guide them through that process?
Sure. Well, we talk about, you know, biographies. I tell them, you know, yeah, you can look at Wikipedia, but don't just, you know, stand alone with Wikipedia.
Right.
I mean, look at multiple sources, look at, you know, things that come out of country music, look at documentaries and those sorts of things. And they did, because they really wanted this. And then I told them to come up with some questions, you know, not softball questions, but some hardball kind of questions for her. And then we went over those in class. I answered any questions, and we went over any pronunciation issues in class. And then I allowed them to, you know, practice on me, you know, ask me questions. I mean, they were really engaged and humbled by.
So they pretended you were Roseanne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they were very, very into the whole process.
What tremendous student engagement. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, one of our students, I won't say her name. I don't know if I can say her name. But anyway, she works at Yale Cleaners.
Okay.
So she, you know, and she does. She comes to class, you know, in her uniform. And then she goes back to work. And she did the same thing for the town hall. I
mean, she had her uniform on.
Yeah, she did. And, I mean,
oh,
and even
good
in the paper.
For her.
Yeah. But, I mean, that just shows you, you know, the breadth of our student body.
It's
I mean,
who we are.
And the commitment to what we're, she's a grandmother.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
And the other one is, you know, she's married, and the other one, he'd been out of school for a while, but it just shows, you know, our student body was reflected in this experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like you said, that experiential learning, like those are experiences those students are never going to forget.
Oh, I know.
Right? I mean, they can learn all the amazing stuff that you and others teach them, but it's those kinds of experiences that really stay with the student. I'm just kind of, as we wrap up, I'm wondering, too, other than this experience, we've already talked about the Henry Louis Gates opportunity and all the others.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another favorite standout story that comes to mind from any of your students? Anything they've, you know, said back to you after one of these experiences or that you got to witness them participate in through town hall?
Well, everyone is always excited. I mean, I haven't heard anything negative about going to the town hall. But something that really stands out, and it's with the Soledad O'Brien, was when we took a group of students down there, and they were nervous. Many of them hadn't been. And as Betty is welcoming, she's with the town hall, she's welcoming the group, Soledad kind of slips in the back, and she's sitting right behind one of our students. And the student turns around, and she reaches out her hand, and she shakes her hand. And that's also captured. And it warms my heart, because that picture is on the front page of the town hall website. So anybody who goes to the town hall website sees our student shaking hands with Soledad O'Brien.
Yeah.
And that's just a constant reminder of the work that we do here and the commitment that we have with our students and to the community.
Okay, before we close, did you have a follow-up?
No, I think you're going to talk about what I was going to mention in case we didn't get to it. No, go for it.
I don't know if I'm talking about what you mentioned.
Well, we'll find out.
This is just like a regular radio show where the DJs banter.
Chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell this story about you that you don't know I'm going to tell.
Okay.
But it just happened recently, and you might get mad, and we can delete it if we have to.
Okay.
And the audience will never know. But recently, I just brought you a Goody Award. Right.
Yes,
and so our office, in full disclosure, our office just decides those. And I went to the office, I said, I mean, I have loved Eureka Williams for so long. She just does this great work and everything. And then did you see her picture? That is who our Goody Award is going to this semester. So were you with us?
Mm-mm.
No. So we go in So we have to surprise, if it's a faculty member, we have to surprise them in class. Mm-hmm. And we're going down, and I'm looking in the door with this entourage of balloons and cookies behind me, right? And she looks like, what are you doing interrupting my class? And so then I go.
It's right before midterms.
It's right before midterms. And I mean, she's got these notes up there. And I mean, I'm like, okay, I have no idea what she's talking about up there. But anyway. And so I'm like, okay, you're the goodie recipient this semester. And you're like, oh my gosh. And so it was exciting. But we needed to waste no time to go ahead and get out of her class because she had a lot to talk
about.
There's
always work to be done in Dr. Lane's
class. There's always work to be done. And she did give us 60 seconds to get a picture with her and her entire class. And so I just wanted to thank you for how gracious you were when we came. And I think your students loved the cookies.
Oh, they did. They did.
Yeah. And that's really the... That's really, but they were so proud of you too.
Well, and if I can just say something for
sure.
A moment, you know, the fact that you take the time to do that is just, I mean, you just don't know what that does to faculty and staff that you acknowledge us in
I
that way. And
that.
And I was completely,
completely were so surprised.
And what you wrote, it just does a lot for the heart. You know, what you said about, you know, me aligning with the mission and with students.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are. So I just want to say thank you
of
again
course.
For doing
well,
that.
Well, and we
that.
Only give it out once a semester, right? But there's so many people doing incredible work throughout the college, and we do our best to make sure we acknowledge people. So thank you, Eureka Williams, for leading the way in student engagement and success. You've been listening to the Big Blue Podcast. I'm Lee Goodson, Greg Stone.
Thank you both.
We'll see you later. Thank you.